This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Oh, my. Listen. Even I'd rather be outside today than doing this stupid show. It is gorgeous. Gorgeous. By the way, bottom of the first, the Atlanta Braves are still batting. That's right. Over 24 hours later. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the program. It is Chubby Ray. Gully lives in England, everybody. He's my co-host.
Hi.
Gully, I can't tell you enough. I know you're not a baseball fan because you're in England. You guys don't even know what baseball is.
Yep.
I cannot tell you. I cannot even begin to explain how horrible my team, the Chicago Cubs, were yesterday in an opening game. Season opener. They were terrible.
Well, we got beat 6-1 Everton on the season opener for us, so I can understand that.
Yeah, it's very similar. The Cubs jumped out to a 3-0 lead and then proceeded to let the other team bat around in the first inning. It was horrible.
It's not like getting crushed to inspire you.
It was painful to watch. But the good news is, it did give the Cardinal fans something to live for. There's this weird thing. I don't know. You root for Everton. They're based in the city of Liverpool, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the team Liverpool, which is also based in Liverpool. So I imagine that the Liverpool fans and Everton fans have some kind of rivalry.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Where I am, I'm smack dab in the middle of Central Illinois. Mm-hmm. We have the Cardinals, which are in St. Louis.
Yep.
And we have the Cubs, which are in Chicago. All right?
Okay.
And, because it's regionally, we're right in the middle, you have fans of both.
Fair enough.
I think Cubs fans can take, and this is just my own, basically from Facebook, Twitter, 20 years of radio, taking phone calls, and my own personal belief. I think Cubs fans can really, I think we couldn't care less how the Cardinals do. Maybe not all the Cubs fans, but, you know. But the majority of Cubs fans, I don't think they really care about the Cardinals, except we're in the same division, so we'd like them for going head-to-head. We want to win.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Cardinal fans seem to... It's the oddest thing, I've asked people to explain it before, and they can't explain it without somehow going, well, you do the same damn thing. And really, it's not true. Cardinals
so
fans seem... No, they're not, but they just seem to... They qualify their existence through Cubs' misery. And I got to be honest.
Well, that's bitterness.
I got to be honest. I'm a Cubs fan. I grew up a Cubs fan. I was a Cubs fan because my father was a Cubs fan. My grandfathers were Cubs fans. I was born in Chicago. I grew up a Cubs fan. Every day of my life, I wish to God I'd have been born in Los Angeles so I'd be a Dodgers fan. Or I'd be born in Boston so I'd be a Red Sox fan. Or New York so I was a Yankees. I wish I could have been a fan of any other team. Trust me. This is not something that I want. It's something that I was born with. It's instilled in me. I'm a Cubs fan. I can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help it. And because I'm a Cubs fan, I'm a realist. I know that the team's not very good. I don't think the team's good. I pick the team to finish third. I don't think they're good. If they win this year, it will totally shock me. I don't have any misconceptions about them winning this year. I love baseball. I'm going to watch them. Cardinal fans, however, seem convinced that every Cub fan somehow thinks that we're going to win the World Series, and their existence revolves around insulting this team. It is akin to picking on the handicapped. It really is.
So that's kind of low, in a way.
It is. It's the same, in my opinion, it's the same as picking on people in wheelchairs. We know the team's not good. Come on, we're Cubs fans. We know. Why do you feel the need? Why do you feel the need to try to rub it in? You look foolish. You look ridiculous. Of course we know we suck. What do you think? What do you think, we're idiots? Do you think we're jackasses? Seriously, people, do you Cardinal fans honestly think if we had a choice we'd have Alfonso Ofofuoriano on the team? Hell no. Wouldn't want him on the team. If I was a general manager, I would trade him for a bucket of balls. I'd do anything to get rid of him.
That bad?
Seriously. And you know what the other thing is? Stop acting like the Cubs fans have no clue that Albert Pujols is a good player. Albert Pujols, probably the best hitter in baseball. He might be, when it's all said and done, he might be the best right-handed hitter to ever play the game. And we still got a few years left to find out, but he's that good, Gully. This guy is an incredibly gifted ball player. He plays for the St. Louis Cardinals. And every time he does anything, the Cardinal fans act like he's personally doing something to Cubs fans. Are you Cardinal fans so freaking stupid that you honestly think we don't realize Pujols is good?
Where does this stem from?
I could be blind and deaf. Helen Keller knows this guy's badass. We know he's good. We're not shocked by Albert Pujols being good.
Did they live in the shadow of the Cubs for so long?
I'd love to talk to Cardinal fans because I don't know where it comes from. I don't know where the hatred and dislike comes from because it's not like the Cubs have won and have taken anything from the Cardinals, because we don't. Mm-hmm. We haven't won in 100 freaking years. We've done nothing we haven't done anything to them. It's almost like the Cardinal fans are upset that the Cubs have a rivalry with the White Sox, which are the other Chicago team.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're upset and they want to be noticed. It's like there's this cry to be noticed. Like, you have to notice us. And for somebody like me, this is really weird because growing up here in between both towns, I root for the Cubs usually until middle of the season when they're out of it, and then I root for the Cardinals. So I root for both, but I'll tell you, the way these Cardinal fans have acted in especially the last few years, like when the Cubs actually won the division, they went nuts.
It just sounds like business.
Their life revolves around the Cubs losing. It's wrong.
No,
their life needs to revolve around this team. Because I'll tell you something. The Cardinals have a very good team. I honestly think the Cardinals are going to run away with the National League Central. And I think they're a couple moves away. I mean, I think they need to bring in a little bit. There's a couple positions they need to upgrade to be able to take on Philadelphia, who's a great team. But I think if the Cardinals' pitching stays the way it can be, if it stays healthy, in other words, if Chris Carpenter's arm doesn't fall off, and Wainwright continues as good as he is, they have some, and Kyle Loesch can get back to where he was. If they do that, I think the Cardinals have a legitimate shot of winning it all. I really, really do. I'm serious. No one's questioning that. I think you Cardinal fans have to sit down and enjoy your team's successes. Stop stressing on the other team's failures, because I know this comes as a shock, but the Cubs are not going to win, are not going to lose 162 games. I think we're going to come close, but I don't think we're going to lose 162 games. So therefore, if your happiness is contingent on the Chicago Cubs losing instead of your team winning, then I think you're in for some bad news, because inevitably there's going to be days where both teams win. And there's going to be days when the two teams play and the Cubs will win. They win. The odds of one team winning every game, pretty phenomenal.
So it sounds very familiar, this scenario.
Stop basing your moods on another team's loss and base your moods on the other team's victory. Cardinal fans should be ecstatic right now. They looked great yesterday. They really did. And everybody says, oh, they're playing the Reds. Let me tell you something. The Reds are no slouch. It's a good team. The Cardinals look great in that first game.
Mm-hmm.
And so they should be happy about that. How come it has to be slamming the Don't slam the other team. Enjoy your team success and shut the hell up.
This sounds very much like Liverpool fans in Liverpool towards Everton fans. We never win anything. We've got no money. We don't have any of the best players. And Liverpool have all the money, all the luck, and have won quite a few things. But they seem to find pleasure more in putting us down.
I don't get it.
Than actually winning.
I don't understand it. I take no pleasure. I take no pleasure in the Cardinals losing. None whatsoever. The only time I take pleasure in the Cardinals losing is when the Cubs play them, because that means the Cubs have won.
Yeah,
other than that, like I
said,
when the Cubs lose, I root for the Cardinals. In fact, most Cubs fans that I know rooted for the Cardinals when the Cardinals went to the World Series. We root for the Cardinals.
Wow.
I don't understand, but I'll tell you what. Cardinal fans, when the Cubs went to the playoffs and the Cardinals didn't, oh my God, their life revolved around watching this team lose. And I got some bad news for you. Cardinal fans, there's a hell of a lot more Cubs fans. I know you hate, maybe that's what the problem is. Maybe that's what the problem is. There are more Cubs fans in the world than Cardinals fans. Maybe that's what bothers them.
It could be.
I know it sucks, but it's a fact. Chicago's a bigger city. Of course there's going to be more. Stop worrying about stuff like that and enjoy your own team's successes.
Yep, that would be good advice.
And politics get the same way, Gully. Politics are getting the same way.
Tips
it's never enough to root for your ideas or ideals. You have to root for the other side to fail. What the hell's happening in this country?
Ugh.
What is going on in this world?
Well, we've got lots of fun coming up because the general election was called for this year. So
I heard that. How does that work?
You vote for your constituents.
Yeah.
Say your MPs for certain boundaries within counties, and
right.
they total them up, and whoever has the most.
Yeah, how do they decide? How do they decide when there is an election?
They have to call one. The leading party has to call one when there's. Within the specific period of time, like within the four and a half to 5 year period.
So they don't have to call one until the very last second if they don't feel like it.
Yep.
But they did call one for August of this year, right?
Yep, and we'll probably lose, I think, to be honest. It won't be much, but
What's will probably lose? Oh, are you you have a side?
They will probably lose.
Oh, because, the side that called it.
Labour.
Oh, okay.
And to be honest, they've been in power for two terms.
And Labour is the more liberal party.
Yes. Yeah. But they seem to have messed a lot of things up, so people are blaming them for it.
That's what happens.
It's like Bush. That's what it's like
them. But if they truly did screw things up, you don't want to... Bush screwed a lot of stuff up. And Obama's in power, so he's going to take the heat for all the Bush screw-ups. You know, Obama didn't cause this recession we're in. He had nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You can argue whether or not he has shortened it or prolonged it. I guess that'll be one for the true historians. But 20 years from now, all we'll remember is during the Obama presidency, times were tough.
Well,
that's anybody will remember. They won't remember who caused it or how it happened.
Well, I don't think this general election means anything because whoever's in, they're not going to be able to change a thing at the moment. Two terms, maybe, yes, they can make changes, but in the 4 years they've got, nothing will change. We're still going to be in a financial crisis. We'll still owe China billions.
Oh, I'll tell you.
And there'll still be no more oil. So
well, good luck. You know what? Good luck collecting it. I mean, you know what? That's the Chinese. Everybody owes them money. Good luck collecting it. Because China gets their money. They got their money from us.
True.
China, this is, everybody talks about, oh, one of these days China's going to call and blah, blah, blah. They're not. And I'll tell you why. Because you know how China made their money?
Selling us toys.
China's success is due in part, or actually not do in part, do 100% to the West, to big business, whether it be U.S. or European companies, mm-hmm. wanting to save money, so they've turned to Chinese goods. But the reason being twofold. Number one, they save their cost in making their goods. All right?
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, they were trying to develop a new consumer base for themselves, with the goal being, hey, if people get jobs in China, they'll start making money, then they'll want to buy our goods. By the way, this has failed miserably, this idea.
Just a bit.
Failed miserably. That's one of the reasons that we're in this mess we're in, because there's no jobs to get. Usually we get in a mess like this, people hire more people, we get out of it. There's no jobs. They're hiring more Chinese and Indian people every day, but they're not hiring anybody here.
There's no industry over there, and there's none over here either.
No jobs in these countries. There's no jobs in the free world. So we continue to pump money into the Chinese economy. That's why they have all the money. They have the money because we gave it to them.
Yep.
So, speaking of money, my wife won a little bit of it today.
Congratulations.
She won the office pool for the NCAA tournament.
Hey, can't be bad.
Because the Duke Blue Devils, NCAA champions after last night's victory over Butler. Not bad. Not
every little helps.
Bad at all. And my wife works for one company.
Mm-hmm.
But she works in a different, she's got two offices. She has an office at her home company. All right. Then she has another office at her on-site company.
Okay.
See, it's hard to explain what my wife does for a living. One of the things she does is there's a company that hires all of these people to go work there, temporary workers.
Okay.
And my wife is, like, in charge of all of them. She works for the company that hires the people.
Mm-hmm.
So she works at the company that brings them in. Even though she works for the company that provides the employees.
Like an agency.
Yeah. She works for an employment agency. And then they bring people in. So she is in charge of all the people. She, you know,
mm-hmm.
hires, fires, talks to.
Cool.
She counsels, you know, little things like that.
So bit of everything.
So, but she works out of two offices, like I say, you know. So she's at the one mm-hmm. office, and Darcy, this girl that works there, tells her, or they're having a conversation. And my wife says, you know, my husband usually gets in an NCAA pool every year, but because he doesn't technically have an office, or he doesn't, you know, he doesn't have a pool going. So this girl, Darcy, who works with my wife at this company, says, hey, we got one here. You should get in. And tells my wife about it. So my wife says, would you want to get into this one? So I wasn't going to get in. I said, yeah, you know what the hell? This will give me a chance to fill out a form and get into one. Filled mm-hmm. it out and won the NCAA pool.
Very nice.
So thank you, Duke Blue Devils, in a fantastic game.
So what did you get, if you don't mind me asking?
It was a cash. No, it was cash. Everybody put in, like, so much money.
Good money, then.
It wasn't a lot. You know what? It wasn't a lot, but it helps, you know? Every little bit.
Yeah, it's a bonus.
Every little bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't like triple figures or anything, you know what I mean? Triple digits.
It's a bonus,
but it was
though.
Still
Everyone
nice. Yeah, every little bit helps. I would have liked to get like $1,000 or something. Would have been sweet.
You can't win them all.
But I guess my prognostication skills aren't that good. So, but it was nice to walk away with a little bit of cash. My wife and everybody, and my wife now has the title of pool winner. you know,
nice.
Big prognosticator. I think we
time
should move.
To boast.
And now I'm ready to pick up the family and move to Vegas.
I think it's time money to a loan shark.
I know. I think it's time to move to Vegas and use these sports prognostication skills of mine, Gully, full time. I need to become a professional sports gambler. I'm convinced this is what I need to do for a living.
Well, don't be so hasty.
Professional sports gambler. That seems like a perfectly stable job. Come on.
You need to build your way up to have a significant amount of cash to go there, though.
No, don't you think I don't think you're crazy. I think that sounds like a very...
No.
I think it sounds like a very stable...
When you're getting your knuckles broken in the back of a room because you owe people money.
No, Gully, we're talking about totally legal gambling. This isn't like the illegal kind of gambling. This is totally legal.
When you run out of money, you're going to have to borrow some off someone.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Well, I'm not planning on running out. Now you're implying I might lose. I'm not going to lose. I won the pool. I'm on a roll.
I have a flutter now and again. It's a mugs game, mostly, to be honest.
I need to use my sports prognostication abilities, though, for the good of my family.
What you should do is write a book and then sell the book, and then you don't have to gamble.
Right, what did you say, write a book?
Write a book about it, and then you don't have to gamble. Other people will do it.
Or maybe I'll gamble for other people.
Yeah, that would work.
You know, like, I'll gamble for you, and I'll take 10% of your winnings.
Yep, you'd have to have a proven track record.
No, proven track record. I'll make that up.
So you're going to lie.
Right, I'm just throwing it out there. If anybody is interested in having me gamble for them. Hell, you know what? I just want to live in Las Vegas. I really do.
I'd end up buried.
Just want to live in Las Vegas. That's my goal in life. That's what I'm hoping for, my friend. Little Las Vegas living. Yeah, yeah.
I'd have to live by a beach. Not a desert.
Yep. Well, you know
what?
Fat people
in heat, listen, just doesn't work for me.
There's pools everywhere. There's pools all over the place.
The temptation to just go out gamble the house.
Las Vegas. Beautiful. Vegas. I got married in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful out there. I'd love to live there. Kidding?
Isn't prostitution legal there, too?
I don't need that. Are you kidding? I got that at home.
You've got prostitution at home?
No, I ain't got sex at home. I don't need to waste my money on prostitutes. That's craziness. What do you think I am? Some guy that needs to get prostitutes? How dare you?
Like Gorilla.
Yeah, what do you think? I'm like Vanilla Gorilla?
Prostitute man.
I'm like Gorilla. My wife's enough for me.
He's always dipping his wick, though. That's his problem.
Hey, speaking of Gorilla, he's not on the show today. He'll be back. What did he say? He'll be back tomorrow, I think.
He's probably on a hot date with a hooker.
I don't know what he's up to. I have no clue what he's up to, Gully. How was your Easter?
It was okay. Watched the heavyweight boxing Saturday. That was pretty good to see the Englishman winning again. He knocked him over three times over the first couple of rounds.
Good Lord.
And gave him a severe beating where he threw in the towel in the ninth or tenth round, I think it was.
I didn't watch it.
Really good.
I very rarely watch the boxing anymore.
I enjoy the heavyweights and the middleweights. They're always fun to watch, but everything else, no.
Yeah. The MMA is taking off, too.
Oh, yeah. UFC as well.
People like that stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like good old-fashioned... I still like good old-fashioned wrestling.
Although, I watched Raw and fast-forward most of it today.
We had Easter celebration over here at my house on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Craziness of the Lytle household, of course. With my sisters-in-law drinking wine. Mm-hmm. My mother. My brother always gets a harebrained scheme, or some kind of harebrained idea. Every single holiday, we'll have people over here, and my brother will just say, we'll bring up some weird thing like, oh, hey, I got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So they're sitting around. We're sitting around my living room, right?
Mm-hmm.
My brother, out of nowhere, throws in, hey, you know what? I gotta fix my brakes.
Just randomly.
What? It's like, what? I gotta fix my brakes. So they go out to my parking lot, and my mm-hmm. other brother, Foon, is here. That's my brother Goose that throws this idea out. And my brother Foon used to fix brakes for a living, and my nephew Tyler is a big, he knows everything. He is a big car guy. You know what I mean? He knows a lot about cars. He knows a lot about everything.
He's just one of them people.
Yeah, he's probably going to be like, he'll be a doctor or a research scientist, or he'll be something really intelligent. You know, he's going to major in chemistry, you know what I mean? At a really smart school. He's this class's valedictorian.
Nice.
But even though he wants to be a chemistry major and get into some type of medicine, he knows about fixing cars as well.
It's very handy to have.
Yeah, but you can't be a surgeon and fix cars, you know what I mean?
Oh, no. You can't have the hands to fix a car fix a brain.
So he's never going to be a surgeon, I don't think, if he keeps working on these cars. But he's like, oh, I'll go help, too. So they go out to my parking lot and fix my brother's brakes.
Okay. Sounds like a nice family meeting.
Right. While Easter dinner is going on, that's what they're doing. And they come inside, and all of their hands are just, I mean, I don't even know how to describe how filthy these hands were. Yeah. They were just pure black.
Mommy.
I mean, black. I don't even, you could take shoe polish and put it over there, and it would be less dark in their palms and their hands than what they had. They were just
filthy.
They were just filthy black, yeah. So they have to come in, you know, to eat dessert or whatever. And one of them, I'm pretty sure it was my brother Foon, by the way, decides he's just going to take these filthy hands. And he sees my wife got brand new towels, okay?
Uh-oh.
For the bathroom. She got brand new towels to put up.
Mm-hmm.
And so she puts them in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so my brother Foon goes into the bathroom, right? And he comes out, and his hands are clean. So then later on, I go in the bathroom, and I'm like, I wonder what, my wife got those new towels. I wonder what happened to the towels.
Yep.
And I see the towel, and it's covered with black, you know, just black stuff all over it.
Gunk.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, your wife's not going to be too pleased about that, I imagine.
Oh, no, she found out about it.
Ah. Is she one of them people where she'll say, oh, it's okay, but when everyone's gone, it's like, no. He's not allowed here anymore. He's banned.
Yeah.
I know people like that.
Yeah, no, he just, you know, I mean, it's my brother Foon. You got to let him in, but.
Yeah, but things were said afterwards.
So he just, well, yeah, like, so, but he didn't tell anybody. It's like he hid the towel. So he takes the towel and he just, you know,
hides it.
Yeah, it's like he hid it behind these other towels, like the chief. And by the way, this is a brand new towel. These are new, like, Easter towels.
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously special Easter occasion. Towels because they have, like, Easter bunnies and, you know.
Eggs on.
Yeah. They have eggs, Easter bunnies, and little chickens, you know.
Mm.
They have this cute daffodils. Stuff. Yeah, all of it, they're obviously Easter towels. And they're white, you know, brand new and white.
Mm-hmm.
Except now I should, I think my wife threw them away, but I should find them and show them to you on camera.
They're probably destroyed.
Which, I'm sorry to people on the listen to the podcast, because you won't be able to see them, and I know the majority of you listen to the podcast, but I can't, my explanation of these towels is nowhere near good enough. You have to actually see these towels to appreciate just how filthy they are.
He's killed them.
So, well, these towels are ruined. Mm-hmm. But right next to them were some older towels, and then underneath the sink were some rags, or some mm-hmm. old towels that could have been used, you know, just fine.
Well, he might not want to wipe his oily hands on the rug.
He wouldn't want to use the subpar. I mean, those towels are a few years old. Ugh.
Well, one wouldn't want to use the subpar towels.
Right. So, he takes the brand new towels, obviously the decorative towels,
mm-hmm.
and wipes his filth all over them.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, I had a few of my family over here on Saturday. Now, this isn't something I brought up, but I just thought I have to now. Now, a while ago, there is a backstory to it. My brother was on Facebook poker, and he was talking to some girl. He didn't know I'd just joined in the room to him. And he actually said to the girl, "I would like to lick your backside."
What?
No, I just thought that was a little strange.
This is not the married brother, is it?
No, it's the slightly strange brother.
Right, okay.
I questioned on it, and he actually left it. I said, "What are you saying that to her? Do you know her?" And then he just called me something and then disappeared, and not a more was said about it. So he comes here a little later on Saturday night, as the boxing's about to start. They're quite drunk, it seems, and we go to question him. Bearing in mind that my other brother's here, me mate's here with his girlfriend who he's never met, my girlfriend's here, we're all sitting there, and I said, "So what was this message about?" So we went on to clearly describe the fact that he likes to get his tongue nice and well in the backside of ladies. In front of absolutely everybody.
Isn't that a mixed company?
Yep, in front of ladies as well. Now, fortunately, a couple of the ladies there, my girlfriend included, cannot understand a word he says because he talks really fast and he's got a really harsh accent.
All right.
But they did get the general gist, like he likes to stick his tongue in the rectum of women.
And he goes on to graphically describe what he does while doing this. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, well, that's alcohol in my family, right? So, count yourself lucky.
That sounds to me like a wonderful Easter conversation.
Yes, count yourself lucky he doesn't come round and wipe his bum on your towels. To be honest.
Yes.
So that's the type of things I have to deal with. Oh, later on, my brother was falling asleep on the chair and I was making fun of him as well. So it was an interesting night for me.
Sounds great.
Easter family gatherings, smashing.
Love it. I'm going to try to call. Let me see if I can call my brother. I want to call phone now. Now that I tell the story, it makes me get more angry, so I'm going to call it.
We need to see why.
Yeah. Why did he feel... Now, he might be working, so... I mean, I know he's working, but he's either driving or doing other things. If he's doing the other thing, he can't talk. But if he's driving, I think he can talk. So let's try to call him.
I'm glad we're not
Please
calling
enjoy
my
the
brother.
Music while your party is reached.
If he would answer.
Hello?
Foon!
Yeah?
Foon, it's your brother in Gully. How are you?
All right, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. Are you busy?
I'm just doing what I usually do, pulling my putt and driving up and down the highway.
Can I ask you a question?
It's very important.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why did you wipe your filthy hands covered in grease and God knows what else on my wife's new decorative Easter towels?
Well, towels are made for wiping, aren't they? And I was doing some wiping.
Yeah, but they were, I mean, there were other towels there. Did you not see those, or?
Well, you know, it's a holiday. I think I used the holiday towels. So, yeah, wiping is wiping.
But, Food, you
go ahead and wipe my ass.
You ruined the towel. I mean, we could, you know, those were towels that we were going to use. She was going to fold them up with the Easter baskets, pull them out again next year. Those towels are ruined. We'll never be able to use those again.
Towel murderer?
Well, how much do towels cost? What, a quarter? 35 cents?
No, they're more than 35 cents, Foo. They're the decorative towels. They cost a lot.
Well, don't put them up yet if you don't want them to be used.
Yeah, but they were white towels. And when you were done, I mean, they were black. I mean, did you use soap?
Did you practice that president, or are they just black?
Did you use soap?
I was thinking that.
I had to do a pre-wipe, then I had to use soap.
You pre-wiped?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Towel killer.
Let me ask, what
are you crying about?
Did you realize these were new towels?
Yeah, they felt kind of soft on my hands. I liked them. It was like... Do you ever play with a set of tits that are just nice and soft and they feel perfect? Right. That's what it felt like on my hands.
Foon, did you not know that the towels were clean or were new?
Well, like I said, they were soft, so I closed my eyes and started thinking of my wife playing with her titty. I kind of lost my concentration there for a moment.
No, we're not joking here. You ruined the towels.
Talmud?
I did not. All you got to do, get a little bit of spray and wash, throw them in the damn washing machine with soap. There you go.
Food, they're ruined. These towels are ruined.
The pre-wipe did it.
They are not. All I did was use one side of them. So what are you complaining about? Turn them over.
No, but Food, could you not tell that they were nice holiday brand new towels? Did the fact that they had eggs and bunnies and chicks on it not give it away that they were Easter towels?
Well, they felt nice, so I'm like, you know, I use them.
I don't understand why you'd wipe your filthy hands on brand new towels. It just escapes me that you would do that.
Well, they were there, weren't they? And towels are made for wiping.
Yeah,
so what do you do with towels?
Yeah,
you wipe your hands.
But they were there for decoration purposes.
So? Don't put them up yet. Put them in a basket.
Yeah, but no, they were there for decoration. They were hung on. There's like a towel rack.
You had them in the basket, hanging up right next to the sink.
No,
right there. And I'm like, well, there you go. There's the towel. I said, well, there's some towels for the printer. Three wipes, so, wash hands and some soap and water. We wiped them. They were nice and clean.
So what's the towel?
Was the other towels of lesser quality?
Of course, there were other towels there. There were other towels, and underneath the sink, they were filthy, or not filthy, but there were old ratty towels that could have been used.
Yeah, old ratty towels. Someone could have took a bath with them, and, you know, they could have, you know, get cracked, sack, and kicked, man. Oh, hell no.
Well, they're washed.
I was wiping my hands and knowing cracked, sack, kicked, towels. How dare you? I'm your brother. I'm appalled at that idea.
So you thought it was okay to just go ahead and wipe your filthy hands on the brand new towels.
I thought I'd break them in, right?
When you were going to leave the bathroom, did you look at the towel? And by the way, Gully, he left the towels hanging there.
Oh.
Yeah, he just left them hanging there. So if they got a stranger didn't go in there, they think that my wife just puts dirty towels up. He left the towel hanging on the towel rack for decoration purposes with the big black smudges all over it.
With the Easter oil?
Yeah. Okay. Unbelievable.
Well, just be glad I didn't leave them laying in the middle of the floor across the bathtub. That would have been rude.
So you wipe your hands with the filthy towel Did you look back at the towel before you left and realize that it was filthy now?
No. I just walked out. I was hungry.
So you didn't, in other words, you didn't care?
Well, I didn't realize, you know, I was like, what towel's towel? Make
you just work. Didn't care that you ruined the Christmas or the Easter towels.
No. Oh, by the way, did you use that, you know, you had the one white towel there, you know that little blue one, the little greenish one?
Yeah.
You didn't happen to use that towel, did you?
I think to wipe my hands later.
Uh-oh. Well, uh-oh. I had to sneeze. That's all I'm going to say.
Aww.
If you sneezed in the towel, why'd you put it back on the sink?
Well, you know, where else was I supposed to put it? That's all your fault now, I'm going to sneeze.
Why didn't you wipe your hands on that towel?
You had that baby powder, that body powder in there, and that stuff made me sneeze.
Why are you using our body powder? Why are you using our body powder?
Well, I tipped it over, and accidentally had to clean it up. And it got some, and I sneezed.
Why were you using the body? Why do you go into people's bathroom and use things like their body? Who uses another person's body powder?
Liberties?
I went to move it and I tipped it over and I didn't want to leave a mess.
You go into the cabinet, pull out body powder.
I was looking for him, you know.
You're unbelievable. Unbelievable. You really are unbelievable.
Well, I didn't want to stink too bad.
Next, they'll be saying he used his toothbrush.
Yeah. No, trust me, I wouldn't put it past him. I would not put it past him to finish a meal, go into another, a stranger or a family member or stranger, go in and use someone's, and end up using someone else's a toothbrush. To clean his teeth. It would not shock me in the least.
That's bad.
I get that growing up.
Not in the least. I bet he's done it before.
Now that you brought that up, you remember we must have been in high school? And you always left the toothbrush up in the one bathroom upstairs, and I always left mine downstairs.
I had toothbrushes. I actually had toothbrushes in both bathrooms at our house when we were growing up.
Well, I remember using the one upstairs because I was too lazy to walk down and get mine.
You would use my toothbrush?
Oh, that's not nice.
And that's when I had my braces in. Oh. When I had my braces and everything was getting caught in my braces.
Spinach.
I'm going to hang up because I'm thinking less of you as the conversation goes on. So you're not going to apologize to my wife for ruining the towel?
Is she mad?
What do you think?
Well, I'm scared of DJ when she's mad.
What do you think?
Well, I don't know. She cooks good. DJ always looks good. She smells good all the time.
Well, yeah, you know you're
into
her.
Out of trouble?
You're putting her powder on you.
To be honest, though, I think it's a bit late for that. I think the deed is done.
He's putting her powder all over himself. He'd know if she smelled good.
I wasn't putting the powder. I was looking for soap underneath, and I spilled it.
You know that.
And
humble...
By the way, don't lift up your bathroom rug because then you're going to get a surprise under there.
You know that homo's spraying my wife's body powder into his crack.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Now I get to hear this. I spilled some powder. Now I'm a homo.
Yep. All right. I'm going to hang up, so I will stop thinking less of you.
Are you going to send me a bill for the towels? You want me to write you a check? Just don't cash it for a couple weeks.
Oh, dear.
You want to borrow one of my... No, I can't give you my credit card. Here's the flash.
Paper towels next Easter.
Unbelievable.
Well, I got to play them in. I got the towels in the truck with me. So I used the white sweat. I had to paint them and give them to you.
All right. I'm hanging up on you right now. Ladies and gentlemen, my brother.
No.
Thank you, Foon.
Well, you know what? If you don't want those towels made for wipes, don't hang them up.
I'll pass.
Don't hang them up.
I'll pass that along to my wife.
If you want that all the fancy, put it in a basket.
If you don't,
put it out front where everybody can see it.
You don't want the towels used. Don't. There's your apology. If you don't want the towels used,
right,
then don't hang. There's Foon's apology.
Sounds very remorseful. Yep.
You don't want the towels
don't
used.
Want to use, don't hang
don't
them up.
Hang
the
them
towels
up.
Are made for wiping.
All right.
And so is toilet paper. Toilet paper is one made for wiping, not for blowing noses.
Absolutely. There you go. Do you hear it, Gully?
Yep. It's very remorseful.
That's the Foon. All right.
Hey, Ray.
Yes, Foon.
Can I give one advice, please?
Can you what?
Can I give you a word of advice, please?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
You know it's getting hot out here.
It
means the stink season's coming up. So do you women. I'm telling you. I want that crack sack of tits washed. I don't want to smell you. And same for the guys. I want the crack sack and pitch wash.
Thank
you. You bunch of stinking nasty bastards.
Thank you, Foon.
Especially those people over there in England. They're the stinkiest.
All right. What are you slapping the people in England for?
At least we have. At least we don't wipe
them.
We'll wash our hands before we use the towel.
Yes. All right.
Well, over in England. Over in England, they got all them frilly, sticky-looking things hanging up all over the place.
Hi. Goodbye, Foon. Thanks for the apology.
All right.
There you go, my
friend. Hey, you having a 4th of July party?
No.
Oh.
But I'm sure if we do, you'll wipe your ass with a towel that has the firecrackers on it. Or the American flag.
Well, no, if you got an Obama one, I'll wipe my ass
all
with
right.
it.
Goodbye.
Match is good.
Goodbye.
All right.
My brother Foon, everybody. We'll take a break and be back. We have Gully coming up, Not So True Facts. Don't go away.
For cold drinks, nice. Good times, and live music on the weekends, you can't beat the Blue Grouch Pub. The Blue Grouch Pub, 510 West Maple in Springfield. You can't miss it. It's the only bar that has a Blue Grouch on it. Stop by, see Oscar, Smurf, Anna, the whole gang. It's the Blue Grouch Pub, 510 West Maple in Springfield.
Oh, yes. All right, Gully. We have limited time, but we have time to do a few of these. You know what it's time for.
Oh, yeah.
Not So True Facts.
It is time for the Not So True Facts on Chubby Ray Live. It is a fact, Gully, a fact, that according, guys, listen up, it's a fact for guys. According to the Lipton people, regularly eating cup of soup will increase your manhood's girth.
Not So True
Fact. It is a fact, Gully. A fact. That you never see wangs on chat roulette.
Not So True Fact.
Just puppies.
It is a fact. That on the show Lost, we will soon find out that if not for the courage of the fearless crew, which included an obese blue-shirted captain and a red-shirted stoner with a weird name, then the whole cast would have been dead and not stranded on an island.
Not So True Facts.
And last but not least, today's Not So True Facts. It is a fact. It is a fact. That the most common cause for the runs is food poisoning. The most common cause for the runs is food poisoning. The second most common cause is because Carlos Zambrano is pitching.
Not So True Facts.
There you go, your Not So True Facts today, ladies and gentlemen, on Chubby Ray Live. I'll take a phone call. Phone number 217-883-4667. 217-883-4667 if you'd like to call. We'd love to talk to you. Seriously. I'm not joking.
We do.
We would love to speak to you.
See, see.
I did tell you we're having great weather. I mean, fantastic weather. And
We're absolute opposite.
Really? You guys having bad weather in England?
Yeah, rain, crappy cold.
It is
awful.
It's got to be over 80 degrees where I am.
Nice.
In fact, I want to end the show early so I can take a walk.
And why not?
I'm serious. It's so beautiful. I mean, I hope nobody minds if I end early and go for a walk. A couple of things I want to point out. My my old grade school, you know, they're collecting money. Or they're collecting votes, not money, so that they can win money from the Pepsi company.
Yep.
Got to finish first or second by the end of the month. Currently, second place. Currently, second place, Gully.
That's pretty good.
Keep vote. Remember, vote and promote. Vote and promote.
It's a way forward.
Look at my Facebook profile and you will see how to go about doing that. Really appreciate it. I'm trying to think of anything else that I want to tell you about before we leave. I don't know if anything else happened this weekend. Plus, I took yesterday off. By the way, I took the show off yesterday for opening day.
Mm-hmm.
And people seem to think I'm off for the whole week. People, I'm not off for the whole week. It was just yesterday.
Well, it was a bank holiday here yesterday as well, so.
I mean, I know that the majority of people are podcast subscribers or Stitcher. By the way, Stitcher has, they just got the brand new BlackBerry apps.
Cool. They've
updated even more. So if you have the Black, there was one of the BlackBerries that wouldn't load it properly or something. Now have it to where like almost every BlackBerry can now get the show through Stitcher.
You get it for the Palm Prix?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Because I'm getting a free Palm Prix this week.
Go to, just go to the front page of ChubbyRay.com. Click on where it has that Stitcher thing, and it'll take you to be able to update your phone. Just put your phone number in, and it will send you everything. It does everything for you.
That's pretty easy.
It's the way to. I'm telling you, it's the way to go. This Stitcher app is awesome, and it's a free app.
Can't say fairer than that.
I can't believe that. Highly recommend it. You know, of course, spread the word. Spread the word. Tomorrow's show, listener mail. Gorilla's going to be back. We got a bunch of stuff going on. We really will. I promise. Tonight, Lost is going to be on. I'm excited about that.
I've been enjoying 24.
Really? See, I haven't watched it. I'm way behind. I haven't watched any 24 this year.
Good show.
I figure
good way
to
finish.
As soon as it's over, I'll start then, you know?
Yeah.
But now I hear they're going to make movies. I hear they're going to make a movie, like a Jack Bauer movie.
I hope so. That would be good.
They're going to start making movies, so, you know.
I look forward to it.
It's like I just kind of want to wait for the movie and screw the watching the, you know. Oh, well. Hopefully my Cubs will be a little less embarrassing when they play again tomorrow. Congrats, Cubs fans, or Cardinals fans. They look great. As did the Phillies, by the way. Phillies looked awesome in that first game. And the White Sox look good, too. And even New York Mets fans got a victory, so Gorilla would be happy.
One day I'll try and pretend to understand it.
You know, you just got to watch it. Just try watching it. Baseball is a great sport, Gully. You should try to watch it one day.
It's difficult to find it on the actual TV. You'll probably have to download it.
It's the best sport. It's my favorite of all the sports. It's fantastic. Really is. All right, I want to thank my brother Foon for being on. I'm going to get out of here. I want to thank my brother Foon for being on the show today and for ruining my towels. Thank you for emails and all that stuff. And thank you for listening. We're back tomorrow, 4:30 p.m. Central Time. That's it for the show. Chubby Ray Live. I'm Ray. He's Gully. We'll talk to you tomorrow. So long, everybody. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. Later.